Rebel Yell podcast going with the Quad Box here on the Trib Live High School Sports Network. It's our final WPIAL boys basketball team of the week. How can you pick one? We got three PIAA champions here this year. I'll give you a little factoid about that coming up. But this is sort of like the old Sesame Street song. I don't know if you guys remember that. One of these things is not like the other. One of these things just doesn't belong. That would be me, because we have state championship coaches Mike Bariski of Lincoln Park, Nick Lakovich of Aliquippa, and Kyrie Wilson, a.k.a. Coach Cud of the Saints of Imani Christian, all representing the WPIL so nicely with PIAA gold back-to-back championships for Imani Christian and for Lincoln Park. Guys, congratulations to all of you. All of you taking different yet similar paths in that all three teams, Lincoln Park, Aliquippa, and Imani Christian, were so dominant this postseason. It's multiple championships now. For Aliquippa, it's PIAA championship number 6, Lincoln Park number 4, and Imani Christian back-to-back 1 and 2. I'm going to start with Mike. What stood out about this Leopards championship run this year?
Our defense. You know, pretty much everybody talks about we're able to score because of, you know, the athletes we have, you know, with Cummings and Thomas and Crawford. But, you know, once the playoffs hit, we started playing defense. And you know, nobody really out there thought that we were a defensive-minded team, that we'd be the old Vincentian of 10 years ago that want to beat somebody 95-94. But these guys, you know, we worked on defense a lot, and you know, when they want to play it and they get into it, we were a pretty good defensive team.
Kyrie, you were an assistant with the Saints last year, head coach this year. What about this ride in comparison to last year?
For me, being at the helm is definitely made it a lot more special for me this year than last year. But both years for me, I would say, have pretty much been really, really great because I'm an Imani graduate, you know what I mean, and playing on the Imani team when I was in high school and then first starting my career out at Imani. It feels great. It feels good to just bring something back to those people who sacrificed to help Imani even stay in existence for as long as they have right now. This ride was definitely special because it was a homecoming again in a program that I helped start many, many, many years ago, even as a player. So it felt good, man. It felt good to bring something home to us again and be able to put ourselves in the history books like this.
Aliquippa has been close on the state stage, hasn't won a championship since 2016, you were at the helm of that team. Nick, what about this year's squad?
I don't know if any one was more special than the other. They're all special. It never gets old. You know, we definitely wanted this one, and I think it showed in our play. You know, we came out ready to go from start to finish, and it was fun to watch.
I think the calling card, and Coach Bariski mentioned this, was the defensive side of the ball. Anytime that I've had a chance to see all of your teams this year, it was really on the defensive side of the ball that was really, to me, jumped out and stood out. Kyrie, talk about how, again, you guys have some scores, you guys have put up your fair share of points, but really it was the defensive side of the ball that you guys had so much success in the postseason.
Yeah, I would say because going into this year, I knew the type of schedule that we were going to play, and I knew the type of opponents that we were going to be up against. And really, whenever you have two good teams going up against each other, it's usually about who can get the most defensive stops. So just coming into the season, just understanding that is like whenever you play the heavyweights that we were going to play this year, I think we played five or four teams that were in the top 25 in the country this year, including Lincoln Park. You know what I mean? So we knew that we were going to have to come out and do some things defensively different. And just really preparing our guys, like that is my biggest thing, is I'm trying to prepare our guys for the next level. And you have to be able to play defense in college or you're not going to play. Like, not everybody can go out there and is going to get a chance to score 30 points a game as a freshman. A lot of that freshman time comes from being able to be scrappy, get the 50-50 balls, get a possession, defensive stop, and you're in there for that 6-7 minutes, and that 6-7 minutes turns into 15 because you're doing what you're supposed to do defensively. And I know that's where a lot of young guys have to tap into now. So for us, it's just it's a culture for us, and it's something that I wanted to make sure that we embody permanently in Imani Christian Academy. As far as going out there and competing on the court, man, you got to get stops. You want to get wins, you got to get stops.
Yeah, defense was the calling caller all year for the Quips. Almost that, I mean, you have so many outstanding athletes, so many great football players, Nick, that they almost bring that mentality, that physical mentality, onto the hardwood with them.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I think we were a little different. We always play defense. That's it. We have the athletes and whatnot. But this year, with the addition of Josh Pratt, he brought a little more balance to us. He gave us we had Cam Lindsay inside, Josh outside, and the other ones kind of got in where they fit in, and that helped us out a lot.
Mike, you mentioned the defense as I talked about, and that's leadership, isn't it? I mean, you guys could go out and outscore everybody on most nights, and yet it starts from the top down that, hey, well, you and your staff as well, but hey, we want to be strong on both ends of the floor.
It does. You're right about that. You know, Malik and Brandon Biba brought that basketball dog mentality out on a lot of guys, but like Nick's guys and Kyrie has a couple too. We had the other three guys were football players. The other four were football players. And, you know, take no guff off of anybody at any time because the physicality is part of defense. And, you know, if you're going to play that, I'm going to give a guy a couple feet and I'm going to let a guy face cut me. I'm going to let a guy do this and do that. You're not a really good defensive team, and you're really not doing the kids any justice by letting them get away with that. So we worked on that stuff a lot. And, you know, the 4 years ago, we didn't have that football player mentality because we had kids, you know, we have the co-op with Western Beavers. So now having a couple football players really help on that physicality side. But Malik and Brandon Biba, I mean, they're just both all around players. I mean, Malik, we've always put on another team's best player, his length. And that's the other thing that helps us. We have ungodly length, you know, 1 through 7. And that, you know, that kid might be, you know, Dorian McGee is 6'2", but he has arms like a 6'10 kid. So, you know, if you play good defense mentally and have that length, it really makes a difference. So, you know, I know all three of us probably teach defense every day, work on defense every day. And, you know, it's a pride thing. You know, everybody goes to playground to score. Nobody's going down to the playground to play defense. So if your pride makes you want to stop the dude in front of you and everybody has that same attitude, you're going to be pretty good.
Let's talk about the championship games themselves. All three were impressive victories for your teams, leaving no doubt who was the best team in the state in your respective classifications. Nick, we'll start with you. Aliquippa beats Holy Cross 74-52. You jump out to a big lead and you never look back. Josh Pratt, who you mentioned earlier, is not a football player, but you know, he was a player of the week a few weeks ago for us. 36 points. He's just had a monster postseason.
Yeah, absolutely. But you know, Josh is a basketball only kind of guy, man. And you know, all the hard work and you know that he's put into it, he's reaping the benefits, and that's the way it's supposed to work.
Brandon Cummings will be on with me tomorrow. We're taping it on Monday, our final regular season or final player of the week. Mike, you get Malik back. This was a special dynamic duo you had, but just for a moment, focus on Brandon. You had told me that after the Uniontown victory, he was just getting his legs back. He was a little under the weather for a while. And, man, he dominated the rest of the state postseason.
Well, he got in a zone. He was just in a freaky zone that, look, I've had some really good players, and we all have. But, geez, the zone he got in was unbelievable. But he got sick. You know how it goes around every team. One kid gets the flu before you have to manage it because everybody's getting it. And somewhere around seven games left, I mean, he really, really got hit hard with a upper respiratory thing and a kind of a stomach thing. So he just struggled to stay in condition and stay. He wouldn't miss a game. He refused to miss a game. That's the kind of player he is. But then once he got fully better, his work ethic before and after practice wasn't there for that time he was sick. Then he got back to that shooting, 200 shots after, 200 shots before. And, he decided he was going to start playing defense too. And you're right. He just got on this run. I mean, he made a couple shots in that state championship that, guys asked me after, were you okay with that? And I go, yeah, they went in. And three of four went in. What am I going to say? Shooting 75% from whatever. Who cares? Yeah. So, now if the score was 55-55 and he shoots one of those, I might be saying, But, he was in his own. And I don't think, I think somebody wrote or said, I don't know if anybody, Josh had a great, great game too. But, Bieber put three 30-point games in a row. So, yeah, he was in his zone. Mm.
Sometimes I screw up. I don't get it right. Kyrie, I had Nate Brazil as our HSSN Player of the Week after the first two rounds of the state playoffs. Where he only scored 19 and 27 points in Saints victories. He then goes out the game after and scores 48 points in the victory over Bishop Carroll. He told me afterward he thought that Hershey was going to be emotional for him being a senior and all that and having been a spectator a year ago. Was it all that for that young man?
Absolutely. I mean, whenever we did our little senior curtain call, they came over and he was one of the kids that broke down on the bench and was crying and could barely get into the handshakes because he recognized that his journey has come to an end at this stage. It's time to close this stage chapter. And Nate was terrific for us. He was terrific for us. I know RJ got a lot of the I know RJ was the player of the game for that, for scoring 22, but Nate had 18. And he was still right there, and he brought us back with a dunk that electrified everybody and got our juices and all that stuff going, because I've been poking at him all year about being able to dunk on people. And he left it all out there on the court, man. I want to say he had an impressive playoff run just the whole time, just being locked in and dialed in and focused. And like I said to the team before the game, don't let the moment be too big for you and you don't be too big for the moment, because what I didn't want is for him to be coming off of a 48-point game like that and then think, oh, I got to top that game with getting 55, or I got to get 60 now, and now you're playing bad and now we're playing bad. And he did not do that at all. He didn't force a shot. He didn't force himself into the game. He played into the flow, and he did everything we needed him to do, and he's been doing that for us consistently this year.
All three of you guys have underclassmen hopefully coming back that will continue what you guys have built, which is a another level successful program. Mike, I'll start with you. How about a tip of the cap for each of you? We'll start with Mike and then Kyrie and Nick. A sort of a salute to your seniors who have been a big part, in your case, of back-to-back sweeps of district and state gold.
Yeah, you know, we have a unique group of guys. You know, I want to start, you know, that Brandon Cummings, we talked about him. We understand that. Mikey Crawford, he wasn't able to play last year because of the transfer portal. So it's just special for him. And then he, you know, he's an all-state wide receiver. He's going to Buffalo. And he came up big. I mean, I think he averaged 8 and 12 for the PIA playoff run. And then Dorian McGee, 6'2", and he played center for us. You know, he had to watch a kid from Hampton who was 6'10". He had to watch a kid from Knock who was 7 foot. He watched the kid from Montour who's 6'11". So, you know, he's a battler. He's a wide receiver football. He's not a basketball player, you know, but he gave us everything. And Dante Green, he had foot surgery. He's now it's 22 days ago. He had foot surgery last year and missed most of last year, came back. He had pins and a plate put in his foot, and they cracked somewhere at the end of the season. So he had foot surgery, and we didn't think he'd be back, and he came back for the last two games of the year, and he was unbelievable. And our last one is Vinny DePaula. Vinny came off the bench. You know, he shoots the crap out of it. It's going to go to St. Vincent for hoops. So, you know, we're losing seven guys. There's a couple other guys that didn't play a lot. DeAndre Robinson, football player, and I have one more. Liam Kidd didn't get to play a lot. So, you know, kudos to those kids. They've been around, other than Mikey, they've all been around for 4 years with us. And great group. Hate to see him go.
Yeah.
But we got some young kids. We do. We have some young kids, like you said.
Kyrie, back-to-back state championships. A salute to the Saints seniors.
Yes. So, first with, like, Chavon Allen, who's a football guy who is coming from playing with my brother, Coach Franchise, who's the football coach, and he's a demanding coach. So to walk off of that and then come into my practice and be demanding and understand your role, you know what I mean? Like Che understood what his role on the team was going to be this year, and he embraced it, and he was a leader for us, and he kept the guys going. Then you have David Compton, who is Imani Lifer, who's been to Imani since he's been in kindergarten, and to now be topping his senior year off with a back-to-back state championship. And he's also a football player who's coming from the football field and didn't skip a beat. I mean, literally once their season was over, they were right back in the gym with us. And football practice is so different than basketball practice. And we're running and I'm screaming and the team is already 3 months, 4 months into it already. Yeah. So they already got their legs and now they're last on the lines and I'm still making them run because I don't care. And and they understand that, you know what I mean? So David Compton was definitely a leader for us. And he would always let them know, like, guys, I'm on your ship right now. I just came off of my ship with the football team. And now I'm on your ship. And I'm here to help us win and get to that standard so I can do nothing but appreciate them. And then you have Avery Wesley, who is another Imani Lifer from K-12, and the beauty about him is his dad was a part of the first graduating class and a part of the first basketball team, who was also an assistant coach, who was also the head coach that took Imani down to the peak with Kenny Robinson and all of those, and Sam Furley and Boulder and all of those guys, you know what I mean? And for him to be around, and he was put in a position as a freshman to kind of be a leader and help carry the team, and he played with his brother. And so for us to be able to cap his senior year off with a back-to-back and he'd be pivotal in both of them, you know what I mean? He was the crazy thing. He was the MVP of the game. He was the MVP of the state championship game last year, and he was the MVP of the Whitfield championship this year. So for him, he's a 1,000-point scorer, and he has some college interest, and we're going to figure it out and get him away. And then you got Kylan Holmes, who a lot of people don't know really a lot about because he was with me since he was in the seventh grade. So he went to First Love in the seventh grade and was under me the whole time as a kid, just getting that and learning that. And then to come here and last year was ruled ineligible. But then towards the end of that year, we found out that he has a torn ACL. And then as his ACL was healing, they go check out the other ACL in the summer and figure out that side is torn. And he doesn't quit. He doesn't give up. He comes right back. And we talk about him being a 10-man running up and down the floor because his legs ain't quite back underneath him, but he didn't complain. And he started pretty much the whole majority of the season for us. And he's been pivotal, and he's going on to WNJ to continue to play basketball. And I'm so proud of him for just that overcoming. A lot of kids would have quit. Yep. He said, you know what, I'm not even, especially with a team like ours. Like, it's not like he came right in. He had to fight for that spot and to be there and do everything else that everybody had to do with no excuses or anything like that. So that was great for us. And then, of course, you got Nate Brazil, man. I seen the hunger in him since last year. I seen the hunger in him, and I seen his determination of wanting to show people that he could play. I felt as though that he felt a little slighted coming out of last year's group because there was so much talk about RJ and Givner right. and Malouk and Hall. And it was like, well, I'm here. And Avery, you know what I mean? It's like, I'm here too. So I think this year he had like a little chip on his shoulder, sure. but he never let that go away from it being a team thing. And this is a us thing. And we have to do this because we all understand what Saints Woe is, which is we are one. We are one. We're all for each other. We help each other. It was a great group, man. And I'm happy and blessed that they stayed. And when I was able to coach them in my first year, we were able to make history like this.
Nick, you got guys in 2 months that will be graduating that are dripping with gold from both the gridiron and the hardwood. Again, there's some talented underclassmen that will help fill the void, but it'll be tough to say goodbye to some of the key players.
Yeah. You know what? I have 5 seniors. 4 of them I brought up as 9th graders. So wow. we've all kind of grown together. You know, start with Cam Lindsay. What can you say? He's all-state linebacker. He's all-state basketball player. He's gone to Pitt. And I wouldn't be a bit surprised if he wasn't a day one starter at Pitt. Quentin Good, nicknamed Cheese. He is, tremendous quarterback. If he was 6 feet tall, he'd go just about anywhere. Great quarterback, great leader, tremendous winner, and probably one of the better point guards around. I feel very confident when he's got the ball in his hands. He's done a great job. Brandon Banks is the kind of odd story here. He started out maybe the best of the bunch. He's a football player going to Yale. He started out the best of the bunch as a 9th grader. Got hurt in football. He didn't play his whole sophomore year. He had to get surgery, and then he had a hamstring problem. We held him out. He didn't play probably half this year. So we got him towards the end of the season, and he was a very welcome addition and came through big for us down the stretch. DeMarcus Walker, another kid, he had a fight and scratch for his minutes, and he was just valuable to us, being able to plug him in, giving guys a break, and might have been a starter on some other teams, but he did a really good job for us. Last but not least, Jace Williams, is going to Robert Morris to play football. 6'2", defensive end, outside linebacker. He was the consummate role player. You know, I mean, he was a big body that took up a lot of space, and you know, got the rebounds, set the screens, you know, did all that kind of thing. And his contributions were huge.
People, opponents in Class A and in 2A and in 4A can breathe a sigh of relief because all 3 of your schools are going up. They're moving on up. Aliquippa will be in 3A next year. Lincoln Park will be in 5A. Monte Christian, they're making that Kennedy Catholic leap from Class A to Class 6A next year. Giving a little taste of those classifications of what a championship or a champion is made of. I'm going to wrap it up by saying this, and I want you guys to throw in your 2 cents. This is only the 4th time, and I think it's now 124 years of PIAA basketball championships. This is only the 4th time the WPIAL has had 3 boys champions. Last time it happened was 20 years ago. Penn Hills, Moon, Storrocks won the 2004 state titles. 1995, it was Ringgold, Blackhawk, and Shadyside Academy. 1992, Blackhawk, Carlinton, and Duquesne were state champions in boys basketball. Lincoln Park, Aliquippa, and Imani Christian Academy doing it here in 2024. Mike, I'll start with you. Feather in the cap of Southwestern Pennsylvania?
Yeah, it is. And I'll tell you something that probably a lot of people didn't think of. I'll give these two guys a lot of credit, too, that we're doing it against Philadelphia teams, too. So back when those other the rest of that was going on,
yeah,
you didn't have to deal with Philadelphia. And that's a different animal out there. So, you know, I appreciate our accomplishment. I give these guys a lot of credit for their accomplishments, too, because when you throw Philadelphia in the mix and they have a million basketball players that move all over the place and tougher gig playing against those schools. And all three of us played teams from, you know, the Far East. You know, we're the Far West. But, you know, it's a credit to the Whipple. Basketball gets second fiddle to football out here. But basketball is pretty darn good, and we have some kids that really excel. The athletic part of it is where we're really good at. And I don't mean we. I mean the WPIL. I don't mean Lincoln Park. And so, you know, what we did, you know, us three, I'll give us a little bit. There should be an asterisk up there somewhere saying, you know, we did it. But we did it with a full state instead of Philadelphia being
left out. That's an excellent point. You're right. There was no District 12 in those previous championship years. Kyrie, your two cents on the matter.
I feel the same way. Like, we are showing that Western Pennsylvania has something to say. I mean, and that was part of the reason why I even came back to Imani was for this, is to be able to show people. I'm tired of coaches and everybody around the country just thinking that we are just predominantly football, because we're not. We have some good basketball players here. We have some good basketball coaches here. We have some good pride here, like the student sections, all of those things. Like, we have something to offer for the rest of the country, and it's just a tip to our hat to show and people, like, yeah, Western Pennsylvania is here. And the crazy part is I'm connected to all three of those in a sense. So the 2000 Penn Hills team, one of my assistant coaches was a player on that state championship team, Coach Scoop, Gerald Ward. And then the Blackhawk team, I believe that is Brandon Fuss Cheatham, who is my cousin.
Oh, yeah.
Because Jeff Cheatham is my uncle. So I'm a Cheatham. A lot of people don't know that. So the basketball kind of runs in our blood, man. So it's crazy that I have a cousin that was a part of that. I have an assistant coach who was a part of that, and now myself being a part of that. And just like Coach Mike said, man, we're showing people that Western Pennsylvania got something to say in this basketball world and the basketball community, and I can appreciate that.
Before we started, Nick, Mike and I were talking, and he was given, deservedly so, some additional love to the fact when you throw in Blackhawk girls in the mix, three of the state champions are from Beaver County.
Yeah. Yeah. So much. That is true. You know, you know, from my perspective, I'm thrilled to death of what we accomplished this year. You know, every seems like every year we start so far behind everyone else. You know, we don't play our first, everyone else has played probably two and a half weeks before we even get started. And so we have to hit the ground running. You know, fortunately this year, you know, we had a fairly veteran squad, and that helped that transition move a little smoother. But man, I would really love to see what this team would have done if it would have had a full spring, summer, you know, and a you know, start on time this winter. It, you know, what we could have really looked like. But hey, it is what it is. I guess you can't do no better. You know, we were able to get that accomplished, and I'm proud. I'm proud of my team. I'm proud of my coaches, and you know, we're thrilled. We're thrilled.
Coach Bariski, Coach Lakovich, Coach Cudd, I salute all three of you. Congratulations, WPIL. So proud of the state championship run of the Lincoln Park Leopards, the Aliquippa Quips, and the Imani Christian Academy Saints. Enjoy the off season. Sleep well. Make sure everyone's buying your groceries when you go to the grocery store. And we'll talk again in the 2024-2025 season.
Yes, sir.
All right, guys.
Yeah,
thank you.
All right, there you go. Our trio of teams of the week. The Lincoln Park Leopards, the Aliquippa Quips, the Imani Christian Saints. Three good guys, too. Coach Mike Bariski, Coach Nick Lakovich, and Coach Cud, as they call him. Coach Kyrie Wilson of Imani Christian. Fabulous job. I mean, there are a lot of talented teams. And let's give some love, by the way. So close, the Franklin Regional Panthers, a tremendous run through the PIAA playoffs after losing a tough one in the WPIL championship game, a game that they led for most of the contest. Franklin Regional gets to the 5A championship. And let's run down some of the championships. I have my list here. Hold on. Of the champions. We're going to have Brandon Cummings as our player of the week. So we'll touch on the 6A, 5A, and 4A championships then. But here, Class A championship, Imani Christian, big time victory. Now, that was not the correct sheet. Hold on. Oh, what a well-oiled machine we have here. No, that was the right sheet. Okay. Imani Christian takes care of business in Class A. They knock off District 5 champion Berlin Brothers Valley. Second year in a row that the Saints beat the Mountaineers. 79-62 or 79-52. Very convincing victory for the Saints. 79-52. Back-to-back championships for Imani Christian. Aliquippa takes 2A. 74-52 winners over District 2 champion Holy Cross. As I mentioned, massive game in that championship for the sophomore Josh Pratt, scoring 36 points. And in the 3A Boys Championship, there was no WPIL involvement, but Devin Prep from District 12, they knock off Franklin from District 10, so there was a Western Pennsylvania representative. Devin Prep, a winner over the Knights, 60-58, a tight one in the Boys 3A Championship. Again, we'll go over 4A, 5A, 6A in our Player of the Week podcast. That wasn't easy. So first of all, big thanks to Chris Lackner, our producer, and thanks to all the coaches involved. They got a lot more things to do in their life than to jump on, but we appreciate the fact that they did jump on and join us as well. Mike Bariski of Lincoln Park, Nick Lakovich of Aliquippa, and Imani Christian Academy's Kyrie Wilson. Our first three-way boys basketball team of the week podcast. I do want to run down, since this is our final team of the week podcast for boys basketball, give some love to those who proceeded. Week one was Greensburg Central Catholic. They ended up having a nice year, losing in the district championship. Gateway Gators were week two. Week three, the Central Catholic Vikings. Week four, the South Allegheny Gladiators. Week five, the Mount Lebanon Blue Devils. Week six, the Beaver Bobcats. Week seven, the Woodland Hills Wolverines. Week eight, the Baldwin Highlanders. Week nine, the Upper St. Clair Panthers. Week 10, the Fox Chapel Foxes. And week 11, the Hampton Talbots. Week 12, split between Lincoln Park, Aliquippa, and Imani Christian. That'll do it. Hope you enjoyed it. It's rare, but, you know, we thought it was only right with three district teams winning state championships. Rebel Yell Podcast here on the Trib Live High School Sports Network.